Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. It was great to get home from the weekend road trip. The rodeo down in Nelson did not go real well for my son Zane. He landed wrong coming off his bronc on Saturday and twisted his knee. It swelled up enough and was sore enough he chose not to ride on Sunday. He was planning on filling in as a team roping partner this weekend for a young man who had a much worse dismount, resulting in a broken nose and a broken arm that required surgery to repair. It was a wicked wreck to watch, and I'm very thankful my young friend Trevor was not hurt any worse. Zane getting to compete this weekend here in Broken Bow depended on the results of an MRI, which we did not have as I was putting this program together. The gospel concert that I was part of up in Winter, South Dakota got dampened down, but not drowned. That is a part of the world where most folks know better than to complain about a rain. The rain did make it a challenge for the folks running the show. During my presentation, I shared the stage with a dozen fellas with 2x4s trying to raise the canvas roof enough to keep the water running off so the entire structure did not come crashing down on the stage. My talk was not as focused as I would liked it to have been, but hopefully the Lord used something I said for His purpose. The Cole family from Winter put me up for the night. They were wonderful hosts, and I look forward to our trails crossing again in the future. I'd like to play a poem by my friend Elizabeth Ebert from up in the northwest part of South Dakota. She has titled this one, Things in Common. It kind of makes me think of the young folks that I've been watching compete the last few weeks at the high school rodeos. See what you think.
Here is another story of olden times. It's called Things in Common. They had a lot in common, those cowboys of the past, those daring men on horseback, living reckless, riding fast, wearing patched and faded Levi's, boots run over at the heels, working like a dog for often scarcely more than bed and meals. They're the stuff that make our legends, heroes of whom songs are sung. And one thing they had in common was the fact that they were young. Followed herds of longhorn cattle or 1,000 miles of trail, faced the rustlers and the Indians, never thinking they could fail, swam the rivers, stopped the stampedes, risked their lives a cow's to save, and one thing they had in common was the fact that they were brave. Bedded down with snake and cactus, eating beans and stringy beef, saw their friends fall by the wayside, still went on, in spite of grief. Rode through blizzards, rode through deserts, never quit or cried enough. And one thing they had in common was the fact that they were tough. Then some of these young cowboys, who withstood life's tests and trials, found another thing in common. They succumbed to woman's wiles. Maybe married to a schoolmarm, maybe found a girl in town, maybe proved up on a homestead, raised some kids and settled down. Came to know a husband's worries, came to know a father's fears, learned to weigh the consequences, caution often comes with years. Found one other thing in common, that they never told their wives, those old times would be remembered as the best years of their lives.
Thanks, Elizabeth, and thanks to you homegrown listeners for tuning in this morning. I hope to see a bunch of you this week during the Husker Harvest Days. I will be doing shows all 3 days in the family living tent, and it's no fun talking to myself. Swing by if you get a chance. Have a great week. Hope our trails cross soon.